MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Henry Loss, CEO of Murray & Roberts. Disclaimer up front, I hold shares in Murray & Roberts. Year-end results for June, order book at $60.7 billion, near order at $11.1 billion. Diluted continuing HEPS, 16 cents, $1.6 billion unrestricted cash. Henry, appreciate the time today. You still got some discontinued operations dragging down results, $256 million this period. They're working their way through. How much longer until they sort of largely out of the system?
Simon, thank you very much. Yes, I think this the discontinued cost in the past year is the disappointment in the result, and I will comment on that just now. But the pleasing part of it is that continuing operations went from a loss of $17 million mm-hmm. to a profit of $540 million. So we're sort of back at the pre-COVID levels, but we've got this fantastic order book that will carry us into the future. But getting to discontinued operations, you will recall that the group exited the civil construction and building market in 2017, mm-hmm. when we sold our business in South Africa. We had a lot of retained assets and liabilities from that transaction that we had to manage through. And at the time, the business in the Middle East, the building business in the Middle East, was included in the sale. And what you see in the discontinued line is all the costs associated with those operations. Okay. The financial year that has just gone by, that should be the last. We have actually today signed an agreement to sell the remaining two companies in the Middle East for a nominal amount. But having said that, there will, in the current financial year, the new financial year, there will be a foreign currency translation reserve that we will have to account for. But it's not a cash item. It's purely an accounting entry. But this is coming to an end for us. And I think there will be a lot more predictability in your results going forward, now that this discontinued has worked its way through the system.
Yeah, and you make the point that the core business of Murray & Roberts, the continuing operations, are operating well. They're strong. A really strong cash generation from operations. It's an encouraging sign if we look at that core of Murray & Roberts.
Absolutely. Simon, we've got three business platforms in the group. The first is the engineering, or our energy resources and infrastructure business, which is international business. Our mining business, which is an international business, and then power, industrial, and water, which is a local business. All our profits come from the two international platforms, the mining business and the energy resources and infrastructure business. Of this order book of $16.7 billion, 80% of that is offshore. Mm-hmm. And as I said, our profits essentially come from the two international businesses. The order book, that $60.7 billion, of that, about $27 billion is scheduled for delivery in this new financial year to June 2022. And if you compare that with the revenue of the previous year, which was $22 billion, it's already more than what we've executed from a revenue perspective in the past year. So revenue for us is certainly going to top $30 billion mm-hmm. in financial year 2022. So it just is an indication of the strength that we have in our continuing operations. And with the discontinued ops now coming to an end, we're very, very bullish about the sort of prospects for the group over the next couple of years.
The last couple of times we've chatted, you've talked about that power, industrial, water. That's the local side. And you've kind of said you're keeping it in anticipation. I mean, one of those businesses you've got in there is Wade Walker Solar. Obviously, the 100 megawatt self-generation must play directly into that. You've been doing a bit there, but this becomes a lot more significant in time, I imagine.
Simon, it does. But having said that, the power, industrial, and water business, our local business, just does not have the opportunity to compete with our other two business platforms.
Yeah.
We are struggling to keep it in a profit position. We had a substantial loss in the past year. And even in the year to June 2022, there will be a small loss. The issue that we have on the power or the self-generation cap, which has been lifted, it presents a lot of opportunity. But it's more the international companies that will benefit from this, because South African companies, we're not OEMs, we're not technology owners.
Yes.
So the technology around solar or the technology around wind will come with international companies. However, it will present us opportunity to do the electrical balance of plant work and the transmission lines, etc. But we need a lot more scale. We need a lot more investment for this business to really become a strong contributor to our earnings. And we are hopeful that that will happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, for that reason, we are holding on to that business. But as I say, it has to get to a point that it contributes to earnings. We can't forever live with a hope. It is pulling us back now, but the two international businesses, they are shining.
Yeah, I take your point on that. Quick last question. Your energy resources infrastructure doing exceptionally well in Australia. Picking up some North American, you make the comment that this is going to become a bit of an area of focus in North America?
Yes, what we had in Australia, from a strategic point of view, we have broadened our market focus. So we're covering broader market sectors than what we do in the U.S. The U.S. is purely focused on energy at this stage, mm-hmm. and we would like to expand the service offering to mirror what we have in Australia. So it will give us a better opportunity. But we're very excited about the future of that business, as we are for our mining business.
Yeah.
We're really excited about the future.
Yep. And commodities currently globally doing great, which plays directly into that. Henry Loss, CEO of Moen Roberts, appreciate your time today.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.